Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Tuesday, January 27, 2009. The Israeli army kills a Palestinian farmer in Gaza and kidnaps civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian farmer was killed near the Israeli-Gaza borders when he was fired on by Israeli tanks on Tuesday. Witnesses said that Israeli tanks shelled civilian homes and farms in the village of Al-Farahin at borders with Israel, located near the southern Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis. Medics said that Anwar Al-Braim, aged 27, was dead on arrival at the hospital in Khan Yunis. Israeli media sources said that Israeli troops near the borders opened fire and clashed with local fighters before shelling nearby areas. The Israeli army also said that roadside bomb was detonated by Palestinian fighters close to Israeli military vehicle. Media sources said that an Israeli soldier was killed by the roadside bomb, which exploded near the southern Gaza-Israel borders. Army sources reported that an Israeli soldier was killed and three others were injured in the blast. Last week, Israeli naval boats violated the declared ceasefire in Gaza on a number of occasions. On Thursday of last week, Israeli Navy forces opened fire on Palestinian fishermen just off the shore of Gaza City, injuring seven civilians. A day earlier, the boats fired shells at the coastline, causing damage but no injuries. Israel announced the unilateral ceasefire on Sunday, January 17, 2009, after the Israeli army embarked on a 22-day military offensive, which began on Saturday, December 27, 2008. Homes, schools, mosques, UN centers, and media agencies were attacked by Israeli air, sea, and ground forces, leaving at least 1,330 Palestinians dead. In the West Bank, medical sources reported that Israeli troops shot and injured two Palestinian youth on Tuesday morning at Al-Far'a refugee camp in Tubas City in the northern West Bank. Local sources reported that Israeli soldiers stormed refugee camp on Tuesday morning and opened fire on local residents and their homes, injuring the two young men. Meanwhile, at least 10 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by the Israeli military during pre-dawn invasions, targeting several parts of the West Bank on Tuesday. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.